I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to r/today I effed up, where this woman accidentally goes viral on TikTok for filming at the cinema. Today I effed up by watching TikTok and finding out one of my most embarrassing moments is a viral sound. When Star Wars Force Awakens was released, my mum, me, my wife, girlfriend at the time, and uncle went to the release day film. We are all very avid fans, except my wife, who'd never seen any Star Wars before then, but she loves it now. There was just one problem with this whole ordeal. My mum is an alcoholic and showed up blasted to the movie. Her behaviour was not excusable and she was being rude. We get our seats and the theatre is packed, of course. It's the first release of Star Wars in a long time. Anyways, the movie is about to start and my mum decides to take a video to show off on Facebook that she's at the release of the movie. The flash is on. The whole theatre gets irate. Someone yelled, "Turn off the flash, you frickin' moron." It's forever ingrained in my head. Well, today my wife is watching TikTok and we are both floored to hear that this is a viral sound with many videos using it. Now guys, for this one, we actually have video evidence of this happening. Here is a video of that event. Here we go. Turn off the flash, it's called. You can hear the outrage. It's that moment right there. The timing is just so good. The timing of this is just unbelievable. Listen to this. There you go. A TikTok meme was born of your alcoholic mother. Amazing, really. Now moving on to our next post. Now, guys, you're going to absolutely love this one. Today I effed up by rickrolling my girlfriend. Well, not actually today, but the chickens came home to roost today. A couple of years ago, I was talking to my girlfriend, and she began showing me some original romantic poems and songs that one of her friends received from their boyfriend. And then she hit me with the, "I'm jealous, I wish you could make one for me too." Now, I'm not a romantic person. There's no way in heck I can come up with something like that, and I told her as such. But she insisted I try anyway. She would not be dissuaded, so after like an hour of me telling her I can't do it, I gave up and attempted to joke the situation away. I sang her, "Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you." Now, I fully expected her to pout at my joke. But one thing I didn't account for is that the girlfriend was born and raised in China and had little interaction with English internet. She has never heard of the Rickroll. The poor lady began crying. She was so moved. She said that this was the best thing anyone has ever done for her. Seeing her like this, I clammed up and didn't correct her misunderstanding like the coward that I am. Anyway, she found out today. Given how much clout the song has in popular culture, it was always going to happen eventually. And it wasn't pretty. I'm going to be in the doghouse for a very, very long time. I mean, does that even count as a Rickroll? She didn't even know about Rick. By the way, that first of all disgusts me. How can you not know about the big man? But second of all, is that really a Rickroll? Or did you Rickroll yourself, OP, in many ways? Who knows? The most beautiful thing about this story is that clearly, Rick has these lyrics, even though they're mocked on the internet, are so profound and so beautiful that they can make a woman cry. Remember that. Remember that indeed. You know what, guys? OP has actually inspired me to create my own romantic poem. Now, look, sit back, relax, and enjoy this. Together forever and never to part. Together forever we two. And don't you know I would move heaven and earth to be together forever with you. Now, how beautiful is that? And I just created that myself. Unbelievable. It really is. Now for our third post. Today I effed up by telling a girl she needs to see a doctor. This was about 3 years back, and it hit me like a truck while I was watching TV today. I met this girl at a camping event, and we hit it off pretty well. I was pretty dang religious at the time, and took the whole no sex before marriage rule to heart. Dating wasn't allowed in my family until you hit 18, and I was 17 at the time. The reason I'm saying this is to explain why I was dense as anything and didn't notice any of the hints. Back to the story. We hit it off at camping, and by the end of the trip, she asked for my IG, to which I replied, I don't use Instagram. Then she asked for my Snapchat. I don't have Snapchat either. Finally, she asked, well, what do you use? And I told her, Facebook. You'd think her going out of her way to add me on a platform she hasn't used in years would be a hint, but nope. Me being stupid just thought, well, at least you'll get to know how good Messenger is now. Fast forward about 2 weeks. We've been talking consistently for a while now, and she's been subtly mentioning all these ideal dating spots in the city. And all I could reply was, wow, looks like a great spot. Let me know how it is if you ever go there. At this point, she went for the Hail Mary. She sent me a picture of her thigh, pointing out a mole that she hasn't noticed before. I went into diagnosis mode and told her, Google says it could either be a mole or cancer. She laughed, thinking that I was joking. I wasn't, and asked if I was free for a video call. I answered the call, and there she was, naked in a frickin' towel with the camera zooming into her cleavage. And she says, I noticed a mole right here too. As she points the camera right above her nipple and almost slips the towel. Me being an idiot, I respond, I hate to break it to you, but I ain't a doctor. If you're worried about it, you should really have it checked out. The call ended abruptly afterwards, and she stopped messaging me after that day for a week. Then she blocked me. I was dumbfounded and thought, if she really hates being my friend that much, then she should have at least had the decency to be upfront about it. Oh my god. Fast forward to today, while I was sitting in my place watching some Netflix, when out of nowhere, this flashback hit me like a truck, carrying years worth of my obliviousness. Hey, listen, bro, it's happened to the best of us. I'm not sure I'd go as far to say that it's happened to this extent. I mean, this was pretty obvious. I mean, really obvious. Like, come on, open your eyes. But you know, it's happened to the best of, you know, maybe you missed some subtle signs here and there. Stuff as obvious as this, though, it's a shame. It really is a shame. I mean, to be honest, yeah, these weren't really signs, were they? They were more like massive freaking billboards staring at you in the face, and you missed them all. Pretty amazing, really. I don't really know how that was possible. She's literally in a towel asking you to check out her. Yeah, unbelievable. Sorry, my dude, you missed out.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And now moving on to our fourth Today I Effed Up post. Now this one might just be the craziest of all. Today I effed up by injecting my girlfriend with 5 doses of the COVID vaccine. Quick background. I'm in my last year of pharmacy school. I'm currently bouncing around doing rotations, free work, at different sites, hospitals, big pharma companies, retail stores, etc. This most recent rotation is in a grocery store pharmacy, where things have gotten pretty hectic with the CDC giving the okay for everyone to get COVID booster shots, which also happens to coincide with flu shot season. I'm pretty much just sticking people with needles all day, every day. So my girlfriend needs her Pfizer booster shot for work and wants me to give it to her. Cute, right? I tell her I'd be happy to. On this particular day, for whatever reason, we can't drive to the pharmacy together because our schedules don't line up. I've got an obligation in the morning, so I end up arriving to the pharmacy in the early afternoon, and she arrives about 15 minutes after I do. On an average day, I'm usually the vaccine guy. I'm the guy that says hello at the window, updates your vaccine card, takes your insurance stuff, makes you wait 45 minutes, I promise I'm moving as fast as I can, and gives you the shots. So I'm used to handling the whole process step by step, at my own pace, being as organized as time allows. I like to set up my stuff in the morning before we open, get all the paperwork in order, and have my ducks in a row before the day even starts. So I walk into the pharmacy in the early afternoon, and it's absolute unbridled chaos. People waiting for shots, knocking on the windows, some lady pokes her head under the plexiglass and starts asking me about her Venla fax machine, etc, etc. I'm already flustered as heck and off my game, because I had Cheryl waiting, who's getting her second Moderna shot, pneumonia shots, and shingles shot, and also has three other medications that need to be filled. And then we've got Dave, who brought his four kids for flu shots, and also his great aunt, who wants all three COVID shots at once, and has a bruise on her left arm, so she wants them in her rear. Look, you get the point. The pharmacy is going to hell in a handbasket. 15 minutes later, my girlfriend walks in for her Pfizer booster. I'm very happy to see her, and I tell her that she can do some grocery shopping while she waits for me to get her paperwork together. As I'm rummaging through her paperwork, one of my co-workers opens the fridge, unbeknownst to me, and pulls out an unopened vial of the Pfizer vaccine and pops the cap. Some more background. The Pfizer COVID vaccine comes in multi-dose vials. There's a small amount of liquid in the vial, and you need to dilute it with normal saline before drawing up the vaccine into your syringe. Each vial has enough for 5 doses after dilution. Now here is where I went wrong. I turn around to draw up her vaccine into the syringe and see the open Pfizer vial. My perceptive butt assumes that since the vial is opened with no cap and has a very small amount of liquid in it, it must have been diluted with normal saline, used, and there's only one more dose left. Again, with me being extremely insightful, I decide not to double check or confirm with anyone around me, which would have taken about 1.5 seconds. Of course, in reality, the vial just hadn't been diluted yet, which is why there was so little liquid inside it. Everything else proceeds as usual. I give my girlfriend the shot, kiss the boo-boo, as I do with everyone for professionalism's sake, and go back into the pharmacy. A few minutes later, my co-worker asks me what happened to that new vial she just opened, and it begins to dawn on me that I may have just royally pooped the bed. If you do the maths with the dilution, I'd just given my girlfriend 5 full doses of the COVID vaccine. 5. I just injected this poor 105-pound girl with enough vaccine juice to get her through COVID-20. She was still grocery shopping, so I ran over to her, trying to hide the fact that I was pooing myself, and attempted to break the news in a somewhat non-panic-inducing way. Something like, "Hey, so there was a bit of a dilution error on my part, and you may have received a bit more than intended?" She honestly took it really well. Just kind of went, "Okay, so what does this mean?" I told her to expect a wee bit of arm soreness and fatigue, and she strolled away to finish shopping. So meanwhile, I rush back to the pharmacy and call Pfizer ASAP. Everything I've read, learned, and Googled has told me this isn't the hugest deal in the world, and it's not life-threatening or anything. But I just wanted to cover my bases, call Pfizer, and see if this has happened before, and what the outcome was. After being transferred 9 different times, I got a drug representative on the line. Apparently, in all the millions of Pfizer vaccines distributed worldwide, me and some dude in New Zealand are the only freaking idiots stupid enough to pull a stunt like this. According to the drug rep, severe arm soreness is really the only thing to watch out for. The rest of the day proceeded as usual, save for me being extremely shaken from the whole ordeal. The pharmacist had to fill out and submit an incident report, which, ironically, I filled out for him since it was so busy. I realised it was probably going to turn out fine, but heck, what if that was a different drug where the concentration did really matter? Literally, people can die from that stuff. Or what if it was some random person instead of my girlfriend and they sued the company into the ground? So, my girlfriend, the real victim of this story, got a very sore arm that night. The next day, she felt like a train wreck and spent most of the day in bed. And you bet your butt I was waiting on her hand over foot. I was popping in the bedroom every 20 minutes to see if she needed anything, and after a few hours of that, told me to stop bothering her. She took it like a champ though. She was such a good sport about it. We joke that any virus just immediately dies upon entering a 20-foot radius of her. All things considered, the F-up turned out the best it could. Nobody sued the company, my girlfriend didn't make me sleep on the couch, and I didn't get sent back to 10th grade science class to learn about liquid concentration. The silver lining is that in the future, I'm going to think about this situation every time I'm working around vials, and hopefully never make the same mistake again. Oh, I tell you what, OP, I'm not jealous of the panic that must have rushed through your entire body, much like the COVID vaccine in your girlfriend's when you found out what you'd done. But at least, you know, she was okay in the end and, you know, you didn't end up killing your girlfriend, which is always a benefit. For me, I was absolutely decimated by both COVID vaccines after having COVID myself. So having five doses instead of just one, oh my God. I cannot imagine how that would have affected me. I don't even want to think about it. But for your girlfriend, it seemed like she was okay. Just a sore arm anyway. So yeah, you got away with one there. Don't do it again, please. Tell you what though, made for a great story. So in many ways, do it again. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/Today I Effed Up. Really hope you enjoyed this one. Four great posts in my opinion. And honestly, after reading these posts out, it just makes me want to focus on the subreddit a bit more. If you want to see some more content from this subreddit straight away, check out this video on screen. Subscribe for more videos that are definitely coming on it here. And I will see you guys all later today with a brand new episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.